Hi, it's Chris Titley here as part of the FinTech Fun podcast series. For the first one in 2023, we're joined by Gabby Rosenberg from Blossom. Gabby, thanks for being part of the series and also the first one for 23.
The first one for 2023, what an honor.
That's it. Now, Gabby, where am I joining you from today? Where in the world are you?
I am calling in from our Blossom offices on Bly Street in Sydney.
Fantastic. Now, Blossom, let's go back to the early days, the idea, and a little bit about you as well on how Blossom began and why it began.
So I have worked in tech startups for my entire career. I started at Let's Do This, which is a global marketplace for endurance athletes and endurance events. I then moved to another tech startup in the automotive industry, and then COVID hit. As we all know, we all got stuck at home. So I found myself with some extra time on my hands, and it was time to get on top of my personal finances because it really had been a while. And I come from a long lineage of finance professionals. So dad, uncles, cousins, brother-in-laws, they're always bringing the most innovative ideas and opportunities for discussion around the dinner table. So it's always interesting in my house. And 1 week it was fixed income. And I've always been inherently risk averse with my money. So an asset class that's offering slightly more consistency than what I'm used to is always attractive to me. And I did some research and tried to find access at that time in my life to these opportunities. And I was just completely priced out of the market. So there was long lockups. I needed quicker access to my cash. There was high minimums. There were high fees to top it all off. But I did know that this was something that was not only attractive to me, but would be for friends and colleagues as well. And so that kind of set me out on my journey to try and democratize this space. And what was really good was that at the same time, I embarked on a StartMate Women's Fellowship. And basically what it is it's a fellowship only for women. And you're just encouraged to dive headfirst into your next gig within the Australian startup ecosystem. So it doesn't matter if it's prop tech, ed tech, fintech, but the general lesson is basically just to be naive enough to start and stubborn enough to finish. And it gave me all the push I needed to embark on this journey, having no fintech experience until now. And then 2 years down the track, here I still am.
Fantastic, Gabby. That's a great story about getting into it and giving things a crack and going through the same process myself in my life. Certainly it's the best and the worst part of your life in regards to running a startup. But let's go into the deep dive of how Blossom works and the platform and the product and how a consumer or a customer would work with you.
So the problem that we're solving with Blossom is that it's difficult for Aussies to do more with their savings. So if we look at the spectrum, and then I'll head into the product, but we have lower bank interest rates with tough eligibility criteria, if we're starting from the left. Mm-hmm. Then you have fixed income, and we just spoke about some of the barriers to entry. Then you have stocks, which can and probably will be volatile, also requiring time, skill, appetite for risk that not everyone has. And then on the furthest end of the spectrum, you have crypto, not even necessary to go there right now. And then to top all of this off is we have inflation as well, and that's just making our money less valuable every single day. So that's the problem. The solution is Blossom. And Blossom democratizes fixed income. So everyday Australians, you, me, everyone can grow their savings faster, easier, and smarter. So how it works is we're targeting through our app, which can be downloaded on the App Store. We're targeting 4.25% per annum returns through providing flexible and easy access to fixed income investing. So we created the Blossom app, we tied it around the Blossom Fund, and that's the fixed income element. And then further to that, we're ethical investors. So ESG is really core to the brand and our investment process. So from an investment process or fund side, we have strict eligibility criteria, so no coal, oil, gas, child slavery, prohibited weapons, tobacco, et cetera, in any of the investments. And then from a brand perspective, we plant trees for every new funded account in an Aussie bushfire affected region. And we're also donating money to pancreatic cancer research.
Right. And the name Blossom just clicked then in regards to planting trees. Is that where it came from, or is that something else?
So it's two things. It's kind of our double entendre, if you'll allow me. My late grandfather's nickname was Blossom. So much like he used to bring the family together, Blossom's done the same. I have cousins geeking out on spreadsheets with me, and my sister's a teacher, so she's helping with designing EDMs and social media posts, and it's kind of all hands on deck. Everyone contributes where they can, and my grandpa would have been super proud of that. And then Blossom is also where your savings go to grow. So it's horticultural, tree planting. We really care about the environment and where your money's being invested. So it's a bit of everything.
Fantastic. That's a really great story. Talking about, broadly speaking, the sort of democratization of financial services, of which you're bringing a solution to people, what is that trend, do you think? And do people, are people are fully aware that you can invest in things and savings from, you know, as little as $1 or $5, $10, et cetera?
Well, I think it's getting more and more popular. So we've seen crypto democratized. We've seen stocks democratized through some of the awesome platforms in Australia. And then I think a big trend that we've seen in 2022 is also impact investing. So trying to make it as easy as possible for every mom, every neighbor, every dad to try and gain access to something that's putting their money to better use and leaving the world in a better place than how they found it. For fixed income specifically, I don't know that many competitors that are doing what we're doing in the fixed income space. So we're basically just trying to make it as easy and flexible to access as possible. So we have an easy to use app. We have $1 minimums. There's no account fees, so no sign up, transfer or withdrawal fees. We're also posting your earnings every single day through the app. And then we're just trying to keep withdrawals as easy as possible. Yep. So I think it's a really positive trend. And it's also just giving more opportunity to people that don't have the funds that, let's say, a wholesale investor would have.
And Gabby, you mentioned that the business is a couple of years old. Can you talk about the progress in those 2 years and maybe some of the high-level metrics, as well as, you know, for other founders out there, some of the challenges over the last couple of years that come to front of mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So our scoreboard, so we launched on the 7th of June, 2021, and we have 7,900 customers. We have 31 million in funds under management and a net promoter score, an NPS of 8.82. So a whole bunch of happy customers. And some of the challenges, the business challenges specifically, we don't want to grow this for 5 years and look for a quick exit. That's not our game. So we're getting really comfortable. The team's getting comfortable. I'm comfortable for the next 10 years. And so the challenge is, how do we build a business that's growing sustainably? How do we keep our marketing spend reasonable? How do we manage and reduce our CAC quarter after quarter? So the answer that we're finding now, and this hasn't fully been answered yet, but it's just that we need to test. We need to test what works. We need to speak to our customers all the time, understand who they are, what they're loving about the product, and just keep trying to find others exactly like them.
31 million. I remember having a chat to you at Intersect, whenever month that was, in 2022, and you're definitely not 31 million. It seems like you've grown pretty well in the last 6 months.
Yes, the last 6 months have been great. I wish I could remember off the top of my head where we were at Intersect.
I reckon there's an early two or late one in it, to be honest.
I think you're right. I think you're right. We actually had the highest and most successful month in Blossom history in January. And it's only the 11th of the month, which is crazy. But I think we can see the trend where it's the new year. Everyone wants to start the year on the right foot. They want to get on top of their personal finances. It's new year, new me with their savings habits. Yep. And fortunately, Blossom is a really good alternative for your savings. And we pride ourselves on our savings functionality so that it is easier for customers to save and low touch. And so we're already seeing that in the new year. Actually, just yesterday, a very common use case for Blossom is short to medium term savings goals. So we have a ton of home deposits. And the beauty of the product, and this exact thing happened yesterday, is that we had a customer with $150,000 in his Blossom account. He withdrew $100,000 because him and his partner had found a house. And then he got the funds back on the same day. He sent me a text this morning saying it's all done. They're good to go. So that element of the product is hugely rewarding for myself and the team. Another common use case is holidays. or just building general savings buffers, and then babies as well. Yep. A lot of people use Blossom to prepare for their babies. So they love the targeted return. They love the daily earnings. And it's just nice to be able to help them move the needle on their savings goals.
Absolutely. One final question for you before we delve into Gabby behind the scenes is the plans for the next little while, the future. What does the future hold in Blossom? What do you want to see happen in 23?
We have big targets for 2023. So our main North Star metric and goal is 50 mil by the end of this year, so by 31st of December, with 20,000 customers. We have new features on the roadmap, so updates to our Roundup feature, an investment center within the app, lots of new products. And this is where it gets exciting and a little bit juicy. Blossom for Kids, ooh. Blossom joint accounts, and Blossom for Business, which is business capital sitting undeployed. So not only for retail investors, but also for small businesses. And then hopefully a new market expansion in Q2 as well. And then finally, it's just our building out our Blossom as a service offering. And what that is I've spoken a little bit about our retail side, which is our B2C side to the business, but we also have a B2B side. We've coined this Blossom as a service. And what it allows Blossom partners to do is basically unplug the Blossom app and plug in their own front end to provide direct access to the Blossom fund for their customers. So they can effectively white label the Blossom fund and make it look and feel however they want. So it's providing innovative savings options to someone else's community. It's increasing engagement with dormant users if they're sitting and not using the partners app at all. And then it's also providing really interesting education on fixed income and ethical investing, because there still really is a lot of education to do for the Australian market in terms of fixed income.
There are some funky products in that. That's huge, 23, in terms of the goal for 23. That's going to keep you busy, Gabby. When I catch up with you next, I'm sure you'll have some sort of update on how all these different products are going. There's some really interesting stuff there. Let's pivot slightly into behind the scenes with Gabby. What does Gabby do when she's not working and putting her head down into making Blossom, $50 million funds under management? Do you get time to wind down, relax? What's some secrets that people don't know about you?
I absolutely love to hike. I love beach walking. I love swimming. I love running. It keeps me sane. I sit inside all day. So anytime I can get outside, I'm in heaven. And my outside time is just time to reset, to reflect personally and professionally, prepare me for what's to come ahead. And my favorite thing is to just put a podcast in my ears and walk forever.
Okay. So you're not when you hike, you're not a person that just goes, right, I'm just ditching the headphones as well and I'm listening to the birds. You're listening to a podcast, right?
Hiking, I'm listening to the birds, but a normal walk or a walk on the beach, always with a podcast.
Okay. The podcast choice. Let's rip into it. What are you listening to right now?
There's a podcast called Pivot.
And I used that word before. Did you notice I used the word pivot before?
You did. You did.
There you go.
So I'm happy I brought it up then. It is a journalist in the States and a branding and professor called Scott Galloway.
Yes.
And they basically just unpack all the tech news that's going on in the States. It's fascinating. And I just love their read on things.
There you go. And what about if you had to listen to one again that you loved or enjoyed, can you share that with the listeners? Gabby, you there?
I think the...
Oh,
the
you're Sam, thinking, were you? Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
it was a big, deep thinking. There you go.
Deep thinking. I wanted to be correct in my response. They covered a lot about Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yep.
And I thought that was extremely fascinating because I hadn't dived into the details properly myself, but I loved that.
What was the name of that one? Sorry, I might have missed it. You probably
don't
know. Doesn't matter. That's okay, because that is interesting in its own right. And I've been following that, following what's happened in great detail as well. But certainly a fascinating case study for those in the future. Gabby, thanks so much for joining the FinTech Fund podcast. It's a delight to have you on as the first guest of 23. I wish you well in 2023 with those goals and Blossom and the team, etc., and look forward to catching up in person.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris. And I totally agree with your sentiments. Can't wait to catch up in the new year.